This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We are now joined on SatMag by, by two new board members, actually. Mac has been here the whole time, obviously. But Mark Adams. Mark.
Thank you.
It seems weird to welcome you, given you've been
paneling
paneling fabulously away. So
pushing buttons.
So you've just joined the Joy board.
Three weeks ago, there were some vacancies on the board, mm-hmm. and I've been involved in some of the committees here, and I've been with Joy for about 7 years.
Yeah.
So I was asked to help out until the next election, mm-hmm. and I'll probably run, I guess, for the election.
You'd better.
So we'll see how that all goes. But yeah, it's always an honour and a privilege to be able to work behind the scenes in an organisation like Joy. It's a lot of work. It's I won't say it's fun. I'll say that it is rewarding. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to being involved.
Yeah. So, like, obviously right now it's a time where, like, you know, the media kind of around the world is changing a great deal. Joy obviously has a large and loyal kind of listener base. What are you...
586,000.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that listen, but, you know, with the rise of social media and things like that, there's a lot of challenges. Like, what do you see as the big challenges for Joy right now?
Well, the overarching challenge for an organisation like Joy, despite the fact that we compete very well from a listenership point of view, is always going to be funding and financing. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of the beast. We cannot raise revenues the same way that a commercial station can. We can sell a limited amount of sponsorship, but we can't generate the kinds of revenues that a commercial station can. So that puts us always on the back foot. We rely on volunteer labour. Our greatest source of revenue is volunteer labour. Mm-hmm. We've got to be very mindful that volunteers, we are here but for the volunteers. Mm. This is a membership organisation. The Joy board serves the membership. We are here but for the membership. Mm-hmm. We're here for the listeners as well. And so we need to steward the organisation forward in a way that embraces the challenge of funding. And it's a painful thing to know that we are so valued and valuable, but we're always struggling for finances. So we've got to turn our minds to how do we engage a long-term revenue positive strategy to keep Joy on air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one might be Mac has got these beautiful SatMag straws and things like that. Like, I wonder whether there's merchandising opportunities. They're just
We're going to merch it out, man. It's more landfill. Bring it on. But
they're completely used for the rest of the life. They're not single use.
I genuinely think they're joking, but I really do think they're fabulous too.
But a lot of merchandise that people sell to make money is just basically landfill on the way. So we've got to be thinking, how do we make Joy sustainable?
Yes.
Not necessarily environmentally sustainable, but how do we make a long-term future for this station and keep that voice out loud and proud?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, part of our kind of short-term, medium-term future is going to involve a move to the Pride Centre. And, yeah, it'd be interesting to know, like, as part of the Joy board, how you see the board kind of managing that transition.
Well, that conversation's been happening for many years. Mm-hmm. I've not necessarily been directly involved in that, but I do some volunteering as well with the Pride Centre and very happy to do that. The engagement of Joy with the development of the Pride Centre is from the inception. Mm. So the conversations have been going on for many, many years. There's been a lot of engagement with a lot of people. Some of the feedback that I've had is people don't feel like they've had enough time to contribute, but I'd take that on board, but I fail to see that neither the Pride Centre or Joy haven't been for a long time engaging people. There are going to be queries because the likelihood is going to move out of the CBD, which has been a really beneficial place for so many people to access Joy, and I see that as a positive, but I don't see us going to the ends of the earth with the Pride Centre. I see the Pride Centre is very accessible. Mm-hmm. It just happens that I live in St Kilda and I quite often walk to work in less than an hour, so that's a walk. It's about 25 minutes on a tram. I don't think St Kilda's the end of the world. But for a lot of people who live in remoter parts of Melbourne and have a long commute, and also people with limited mobility, and for people who are broadcasting very early or very late, it is going to be very challenging. So it is going to restrict some people's ability to participate, but it's going to present new opportunities for other people. So we've got to be mindfully positive about decisions that we are being a part of and delivering, and how we're going to engage that change, whether it be at the Pride Centre or anywhere else. Now, the likelihood is overwhelmingly stating that we're going to the Pride Centre. I can't understand another path forward, but if another path comes forward, that's a conversation we're going to have wherever it goes with different people and how we get people involved. Because with 340, I think, volunteers on a month-to-month basis to make joy happen, it's a lot of people to come and go. It's a lot of Mikey touch-ons.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's good that the board is cognizant of those different kinds of issues and those conversations are happening. Look, I'm going to put you on the spot now. I've got a few more kind of questions to help get to know you a bit better. What's your favourite genre of trash television?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, is that trash television? Reality shows, I guess, fall into that broad genre. That's a strong response, I think. So. Joy, that's a strong response.
Do you have a drag name?
Anya Eldunda. Because isn't the classic formula, I always use the classic formula of your first pet's name and the street you used to live
on. Your porn name.
Well, maybe my porn and my drag name are one and the same.
One of the stage, one of the same.
Who's your favourite Australian musician?
I was about to say Missy Higgins.
She's very good, isn't
she? Yeah, but there's so many. Hard. That's hard. That's like picking your favourite child.
Well, who's your favourite?
The redhead steps up.
Are you a cat or a dog person?
I'm an animal person, but I do share a home with a cat.
It's
because of my lifestyle that I couldn't have a dog. It'd be cruel. Dogs need more engagement than I can offer one.
Do you have a football team?
St Kilda.
Okay, fair enough. I'm Hawthorn, but that's
it's your problem.
And what's your favourite comfort food?
Once again, it's like picking a child. There are so many favourite comfort foods. My go-to would probably be a grilled cheese sandwich in a fry pan.
And so just to go back, that's enough of the lightning round kind of questions. Or I didn't even call it lightning round questions. Where do you see, where would you like Joy to be in a few years? Like, what's your kind of vision for where we will be?
Continuing to engage in discussions that are difficult for people to have outside of our community, and us leading those conversations and still being instead of being talked about. So we've got a lot of successes in our history. We stand on the shoulder of giants. We came from a very challenging past, usually narrated by churches, and they have spent a lot of time and energy erasing us, defeating us, oppressing us. So we need to look forward to different challenges. Marriage equality wasn't the end of it. That whole system was a extraordinary abuse of government power and money to continue to oppress a minority. So there's falling out that's happened from the marriage equality debate. We might have won that, but then we've got people from diverse backgrounds who also have multiple facets to their journey of being out proud and loud. We need to be a space to create the environment for those people to have those discussions, tell those stories, and help inform and educate the community. There are privileges that I certainly am blessed with that I haven't earned, but I want to be able to make sure that I can use that to create a space for other people to be able to have the conversations that I've been having for many years. And that's what I want to see Joy being doing, is still being set up to allow people to have successful conversations, create the narrative and control the narrative from our perspective, instead of being told what we do and being mocked for acronyms or lifestyle or anything. I want us to do that. I want us to control it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know as well, like, Joy has done a really a lot of work to become more diverse, to become more inclusive in terms of the kinds of voices that are heard on air, the kinds of shows and issues that we cover. Like, where do you see us moving when it comes to including a wider range of voices?
I think The exciting opportunity, should we move to the Pride Centre, is the co-location with other groups that is going to make us more accessible to some of the other voices on a regular basis. So when we're cohabited, when there is a central nexus for LGBTI and supporting organisations to point, we will be able to harness those conversations in a better way. Pre-recording, getting podcasts up and going. When we are there, when people are coming to the Pride Centre to do other things, we are able to serve their voice in a better way. And I want to be able to make Joy a more diverse and inclusive place for people to come in. It might be a one-off show about Indigenous voices, people living with a disability, all these different things that Ro was talking about this morning, is trying to pull those threads, the sheep stations. It's pulling all these different threads into so we can properly weave the tapestry of our story. And I think that's going to be the benefit of being in that environment, and I think that's what we need to be doing, is pulling more stories. People have been shy to communicate. Quite often we have people who don't have a grid's worth of content. It might be one show. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to bring more of that to air so the podcast can live on and be communicated around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, I think I've thrown a lot of kind of some quite odd questions into the mix there, but there were some good responses, and I think, it'll be great to have you on the board helping guide Joy forward. You are listening to SatMag with Toby and Macca, and we are here we're going to get to know our Macca a little bit better here. You've just joined the board. I mean, you've had a lot of leadership roles at Joy over the years, haven't you, though?
Yeah, Macca? Look... I think it was 2007. Sorry. I joined the board, and I did 3.5, then half a term as president. I had a little break, but also, you know, look, I've been involved with also Foundation, Bent TV. I was a president of Bent TV, the Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. You know, I'm a
you're an institution.
I'm a serial offender. I'm a serial offender.
Can I ask, over the time that you've been involved with Joy, how have you seen it change, and what kind of direction do you see it moving in on the basis of how it's changed?
Look, I think one of the big changes, the programming's become much more diverse, and I really support that. You know, the entire breadth of our community needs to be represented on air. We may hear things that we don't want to hear. You know, that's... You know, I don't think it's an unfortunate thing. I think it makes us a more diverse and richer community. I think one of the changes that's coming, obviously, we broadcast on FM, but also on digital, and the numbers there are changing. You know, there are fewer people listening on FM. It's a lot more difficult to get a handle on DAB. Podcasts we can do. But, you know, Nielsen do a number of research activities around the station and other community broadcasters. Joy is a significant broadcaster. I think about where we've come from, where we are, and where I want us to be. You know, diversity is what our community is about, you know, and Joy's is our community's greatest asset and our greatest achievement.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I want to see that grow and be sustained into the future. I have an old saying, equal means equal. And diversity is the word that you know how to spell, but not everyone understands it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a related question there, like, you know, obviously Joy is based in Melbourne and we do tell national stories, and there are obviously other kinds of, there are radio shows, et cetera, that operate out of other states. Do you see kind of Joy playing, you know, more of a national role or having more of an impact? Do you know what I mean? Like, outside of Melbourne?
You know, one of the great things is we have a lot of competition for queer listeners and fellow travellers. You know, a number of other radio stations have queer programming. That's a good thing. It keeps us on our toes. I do see Joy as a national broadcaster. In fact, it's an international broadcaster. You look at where the podcast downloads are coming from, and I know this show has a fairly loyal group of listeners from Russia. And they've been there a long time, as does, you know, other shows on Joy. I do see it as a national broadcaster. I know a lot of people in other stations may not like that. They are too, because their content is accessible. You know, we might have a suburban license, but we don't think suburban. We don't We don't think Victorian, we don't think Australian, we think about our community wherever it is, and we must do.
Mike was kind of talking about the, you know, ensuring that Joy can kind of remain sustainable, that we can ensure that we can keep broadcasting, and that does kind of require money. How do you, what kind of vision do you have for helping the cash continuing to flow in? You've got some great merchandise here, like, but yeah, but jokes about that aside. Like,
we should, look, money has always been a challenge for Joy, yeah, right from the start. We have been able to secure some Victorian government funding, which will assist us to move to the Pride Centre, but also with running costs of the station. That's great. That's taken a very long time to achieve, and I, you know, $200,000 a year for 4 years, but believe me, that's going to get used, and it's going to get used well. Joy is always being challenged financially. It has never been any different. I would like to see us on a more secure footing should we move to the Pride Centre, because we haven't signed documents yet. I'm on the Pride Centre working group on the board. There's a lot of detail here. There's a lot of challenges. We're not shying away from it. But, you know, Joy has survived for 25 years. I want to see it survive for at least another 25 years. But never, ever underestimate the challenge we face. The sponsorship market is really tough. People themselves, in terms of contributing to Joy, you know, that's always a challenge as well. Our greatest resource is our volunteers, the 300 or so every month that engage with this station, you know, for more than a couple of hours. You know, we need to have a really close look at this for the future. You know, Mark and I and other board members, we talk about this. I want Joy, you know, to... I want people to be able to look back, and whatever form Joy takes in 50 or 75 or 100 years... go, you know, isn't that amazing that platform, because let's call it a platform, that's now 50 years old. Okay, it's 25 now, but that's now 50 years old, or that's 75 years old. And what it's done, all the views that we've aired, all the differing opinions we've aired, the opportunities we've given to our community to be heard, that's what it's about. Because, you know, other media does not do it. Now, other radio stations, other community radio stations do it, and I pay full credit to them. And, you know, I say to people, just imagine if we're not here, and it's incumbent on all of us to step up and support Joy. The next year is going to be a big challenge for this station, and then beyond that. Don't underestimate the challenge. We really need to work together as a community to ensure that Joy continues to be accessible, it continues to be sustainable, because if we don't, we won't have it.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's important to kind of acknowledge that it is something that if you don't stand up and you know, we need people to invest in.
They do,
and so many people do. Obviously,
their time,
so many
their money, and their commitment, and their passion.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, like the political environment. I mean, frankly, over the last for quite a long time, has at times been quite hostile. You know, like the postal vote survey is a good example of that. How do you see the challenges of, say, you know, the Andrews government as a general rule been pretty friendly to the LGBTI community? I think a lot of people would say, in terms of the support they've provided to Joy in different ways. Like, if there was a switch of government, I'm trying to ask you about political...
Yeah, look, I acknowledge that. They have been. It won't surprise people. I am a person very interested in politics, but I engage all sides of politics.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And, you know, we got... You know, our community got some commitments from Matthew Guy and his team before the last state election, and I acknowledged on air before the election that, but I also acknowledged after the election that they didn't win the election, but they promised those commitments, you know, they stuck by it, they delivered them, you know, they talked about them on air on this station. You know, the role that we all have to play is, you know... A lot of people, you know, we thought, you know, if Labor won the last election, we would have got a, you know, significant amount of money to move to Pride. Well, guess what? They didn't. So we have to continue to engage, you know, with the federal government, with the state opposition, with state governments to support us. You know, sometimes they don't always understand the value we play, but, you know, marriage equality taught them something.
Yeah.
And that is that this station has credibility, it has respect, and it has reach.
Yes.
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, they know, no matter what side, you know, even poor old Pauline Hanson, she knows that this station, she may not like us, but she knows this station has a role to play. We don't box above our weight. I think we actually box below our weight. Mm. I think sometimes we underestimate, you know, the ability we have, but we've got to enhance that, we've got to sustain it. Mm-hmm. We are not a suburban radio station. We are a community voice that can always be more diverse and can always be more engaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, a few questions to get to know you a little bit better now. What kind of music makes you dance? Do you dance to anything, you know, like some people? It's got a very particular genre.
Perhaps a while ago, but look, there's a couple of things. Two of my favourite artists are Missy Higgins and James Morrison.
Yeah, right.
But there's a track that will always get my feet shuffling like a greyhound on a slippery floor, and that is I might get the title wrong, I Will Swear on the Bible by Deuce.
Yeah, right.
It's a bit of a handbag number, a disco number, but it's a pretty cool tune. It's one of those ones, you know, you can't not sort of love it. But look, I have very eclectic tastes mm-hmm. in music. I am a jazz fan. Missy Higgins, Joan Armatrading, who haven't heard much from her for a while, but I'm not a K-pop person or anything like that.
You didn't like Gangnam Style?
I like diversity and freedom. Yeah. I may not always agree with it, but, you know, God, I've got to have something to shout at, don't I?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we know that you're probably a dog person, so we don't need to kind of
run
that one past you.
Yep, I am.
A lovely greyhound. So who's a hero of yours? Like, do you have someone, one person in particular that has helped, you know, shape how you've seen your kind of life and career?
I'm a person of the Whitlam era. Mm. Gough was a great Prime Minister for us in so many ways, and in a couple of others he wasn't. Mm. But he was a real inspiration. I think Bob Hawke, the change that he brought to Australia in so many ways, and that he wouldn't be bullied by other countries, that to me is something that's sadly missing amongst our current federal politicians. I think politicians, you know, I think back to state Labor politicians, I always had enormous respect for John Thwaites. I really like Matthew Guy. Martin Foley, the Minister for Everything. I haven't had a lot to do with Michael O'Brien. Interviewed him about 8 years ago. I think he's a good guy at heart. You know, people go into politics for all sorts of reasons, but they actually, one defining reason is they go in to make a difference, and that there's some things that they want to achieve, and I always admire that. But look, I think, you know, people like Dean Smith, you know, who stand up and it's not always popular in their own parties, I like conviction. Mm. I like conviction politicians. There aren't enough of them. Too many politicians are piss weak. Mm.
You're a conviction person yourself.
Well, you know.
You know? You're pretty upfront.
You know, what I say is what I mean, and I mean what I say.
Yeah, yeah. What's your trash TV? What's your go-to trash, your comfort TV?
Well, I'm not. I try not to be, and I don't support cultural terrorism. So I don't watch trash TV. I don't watch reality TV.
Okay, what's your favourite prestige show then? Yeah,
I'm one of these binge watchers, so, you know, House of Cards, both versions.
Oh, really? Because the UK one is so good.
UK is so different. Yeah. I just watched, and I love, you know, I mean, YouTube, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Yeah.
And the follow-up, Smiley's People.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I like biographies, I like history. People are, you know, who know me know I'm Mackerel, sit down and he'll get the TV control and he won't be watching commercial TV.
Mm.
I'll be watching all sorts of stuff. So trash TV, I suppose, documentaries, feed me those and, you know, I'm pretty happy. But I don't support reality TV. I think it's culturally destructive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, it's a waste of a valuable resource. I understand why people watch it, but, you know, I don't. I can't.
What's your star sign?
Cancer.
And do you feel like that manifests in...
Look.
Enjoy your facial expression.
Yeah. You know, look, it's... I have a theory on this. How many people are there in the world? Let's say there's 5 million, 5 billion. So, you know, 1/12 of those are a particular star sign. You know, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. Okay, and that's defined by the time of day and the date you were born.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep. And where do you see joy? Where would you like to joy to be at in a couple of years?
Look, I want us to be sustainable. I want us to be more diverse. You know, the content we broadcast is I think, exceptional.
Mm.
There is always room to make that better. For me, the challenge is to keep Joy sustainable and on air. That's why I've rejoined the board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that task is going to take, you know, quite a few years. Because at the end of the day, all those things that we want from Joy will not exist if the challenge we face, which is to save Joy, and if we don't save Joy, we won't have a Joy.
Mm.
And Joy is always being challenged, and Joy is always under threat, and we need to work together as a community, as board members, as volunteers, you know, to save Joy from an uncertain future.
Wise words, Macca. Thank you. Thank you very much for opening up here on Sat Mag. This has been interesting being on the...
I did tell you what my favourite food... I've got to tell you.
Okay.
I love tucker, right? But I've got to say, one thing that's universally hard to get, but it's actually one of the easiest things to do, is a great hamburger. Mm. I think a great hamburger, the old fish and chip hamburger that drips grease down the front of your thing, not a half-warm, fast-food, drive-through shit shake... Like a really nice fish and chip hamburger. And you can make them at home. That, for me, there's lots of other stuff, but a great hamburger, I will cross the road without looking for that.
You heard it here on Sat Mag.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.